in homeopathy, we don't work with diagnosis as much. We work more with symptoms. But it'll still give us a good look, overall look at into what's happening. And then depending on what they recommend, what your vet will recommend, like a list of medication or treatments to undergo, you can always wait in before you say yes to any of it. Or I mean, we'll work with you if you've already started any conventional treatment, because both can work together most of the time.
Welcome to the Pet Care Report podcast by Pet Summits. Here's your natural dog healthcare host, Alora McKinley.
G'day, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Pet Care Report. Now, we've seen homeopathy become more and more popular and accessible in the pet industry over the last few years. And it can be a great natural alternative or preventative for many issues that dog and dog parents face today. And so for today's episode, I thought we'd talk about all things homeopathy for dogs. And to chat more, I'd love to introduce you to Susie Cyrene. Now, she's a certified homeopath and co-founder of Zimelka, your trusted source for homeopathic pet products. Susie passionately advocates for natural alternatives in pet care, providing hope and side effect-free solutions for pet parents. Dedicated to healing animals naturally, she brings a wealth of knowledge and insight to our conversation today. Thanks so much for joining me, Susie.
Thank you, Laura. I'm very grateful to be here.
So for those that are familiar with the foundational principles of homeopathy, could you maybe elaborate on the specific considerations and adaptations made when applying these principles to canine care?
Sure, absolutely. So if you know a little bit about homeopathy in general, this means that you'll understand that the principles of homeopathy will apply for humans as much as for pets and specifically dogs. So if we take, for example, one of the most foundational principles of homeopathy, the law of similars, or commonly explained with the sentence, light cures light, meaning if a substance causes symptoms in a healthy pet, those same small amounts of the substance can treat the same symptoms in a sick pet as well. So when we take those principles, as well as I like to mention that the individualized treatment is really important in homeopathy. So if we take that into account and apply it for dogs, well, one thing that we really have to be careful with is observe the symptoms. Since we want to individualize the treatment, we want to be very observant and watch for how our dog is doing or acting. And just because, especially unlike people, dogs cannot talk. They can't tell us how they feel. So it's important to watch how they behave, eat, and look. So for example, a few questions I like to ask myself is, are they more back to their old self, the same? Are they more lethargic? Maybe are they eating more, less, or the same? And depending on the issue, let's say they have joint issues. Well, you want to really be observant. Are they limping more? Are they having a hard time to get up? Is it easier to get them up? So that's when you give a product, or even when you start treatment, but also before starting treatment, because every single detail counts. And that's the beauty of it. You feel heard. And even for the pet, it's wonderful because everything has its importance. And usually pet owners will love that approach because, like I said, they feel heard. They feel like we're really taking care of them. And that's just the basis of homeopathy. That's just how it works in general. So that's the beauty of it. You want to observe the symptoms to make sure you give the right treatment, but also you want to watch out if you're going to give a treatment for any sensitivities as well. I'd say it's rare that dogs will experience some sensitivities, but dogs don't always react the same way to homeopathy, just like humans do, just like to any treatment, even if it's very gentle and safe to use. So it's important to just observe them as we go, and if needed, we can adjust the dosage. So I think that would be the first thing I'd consider. The other thing specifically for dogs when giving homeopathy is how you administer the product. So us humans will usually take either pellets or something under our tongue, let it melt, all of that. But with dogs, you can't really do that. And not that it tastes something. Usually homeopathy doesn't teach much, like a lot, but dogs are very smart. So if you try to sneak in something just unusual into their water, their food, or their mouth, I mean, they can sense it. So for dogs, I'll usually recommend making the homeopathic remedy liquid. So because sometimes you can buy it in different forms, but if it comes in pellets, I recommend you first dilute those pellets in water. And after that, you can try and give it like that in their water bowl. It's very easy. Usually, honestly, that works really well. But if they're still very picky, then some other alternatives that work really well is just to mix the liquids with the homeopathic liquid with some chicken broth, beef broth. So that's usually a winner. And maybe one last thing. And I mean, it'll apply to humans too, but I find that with homeopathy, especially if someone's new to it, the first time they come into contact with it, they'll actually, it'll be to treat something quick, an acute problem like ear infection or maybe skin issues. But something to know and remember is that you can also treat your dog as a whole. So in homeopathy, our main focus, our main goal when treating with homeopathy is to treat not only the symptom, but just we want to address the dog's overall health. We can even go to his personality. We can even try and see how we can correct his behavior. So yeah, I think that's super cool because since dogs don't talk, then we can still rely on so many other symptoms and actually have a great response. So it's very, very powerful to use on dogs.
I love that you mentioned different ways to give the liquid because I can imagine that can be quite difficult. Sometimes dogs don't like having things put in their mouth. So yeah, putting it in broth or water, that's really cool.
Yeah, works out well.
Yeah, and now I'm sure I'm not the only one that sometimes gets a little overwhelmed when I look at just the huge diversity and the huge range of homeopathic remedies available. How do pet parents decipher which products are most suited for their particular health concern?
It is quite overwhelming if you're just starting to use it. But I mean, there are certain things that can help you to choose the right medicine for your dog with homeopathy. So first, it's important to understand that your dog is unique. So even if two dogs seem to have the same problem, they might need different treatments. I had this case of it was actually for an example is like when we have the flu, let's say, or a cold. We'll say it's the cold, but they're not the same symptoms necessarily. So if you go to your conventional doctor, they'll probably prescribe maybe the same thing. But in homeopathy, it's not like that. If you have a leaky nose versus not a leaky nose, it'll be very different. If you have some discharge, maybe it'll be clear versus yellow. So it's not going to be the same remedy. So you just have to make sure you keep that in mind when choosing a remedy because we're always aiming for a super personalized care. And if you take that into account, then you'll be sure to get better results. It's not a one size fits all with homeopathy. It's the whole different opposite way to go. So if you're pretty new to it and you want to start using it, I would probably say use a symptoms list. And what I mean by that is that there's a special book that in homeopathy that matches symptoms to remedies. It's called a repertory. So if you go, you can probably buy that on Amazon or to your natural health bookstore if there's any around you locally. And so basically what this book does is it lists your dog's problems and you can use the book to find the best remedy. So it'll list health problems and then it'll list ingredients that you can actually use. So, but you need two books. So once you have that, you need the other book that's called, I like to call it just to simplify things. It's like an ingredient book. It's like your dictionary of ingredients in homeopathy. It's called the Materia Medica. And once you have some remedies in mind from your other book that you could use, you look them up in your Materia Medica and honestly, it'll tell you everything that this remedy, single ingredient, can do for your pet. And we're not just talking about physical; we're talking about even emotional. So If your dog is aggressive, for example, all of a sudden after something happened in his life, trauma, I mean, there's a remedy for that somewhere. So if you want to feel, you want to act a little bit like a detective and really go treasure hunting for the perfect remedy almost for your dog, it's definitely possible. You can do that through those two books. And so first you need that repertory to match the symptoms. And once you find the symptoms, you'll have a list of remedies. Then you go to your Materia Medica, the ingredients or a dictionary, I like to call it. And then you look which fits the most, because it'll give symptoms. This ingredient is really good for this in particular. It can go up to, if your dog is not feeling good, especially in most of the time at 3 a.m., he's been waking up every day at 3 a.m. in the morning, it'll go that deep into the symptoms. So you can get really, really into details, but you don't need to know all of that. That's why those books are there. And so you just need to know those are your resources and that you can refer to at all times. But I mean, I can understand it can definitely sound overwhelming at first. So, I mean, you can also talk to experts if you're unsure. Ask people that work in a natural health food store. You can ask or call a homeopath who knows, of course, about homeopathy, and they're just going to provide that advice. So those are the two different ways you can go. Either you can try and do it yourself, and you can definitely learn to do it, or you can just go directly to an expert if you're unsure, if you want to save some time. That's another route.
Yeah. So if a pet parent was to maybe undertake this themselves and go and buy something, is there a way that they can gauge the quality and reliability of a product, or are they all quite similar?
That is such a good question. And I think not a lot of people know about this. So I'm very happy to talk about this. So definitely there are, even if homeopathy is not as regulated as like your drugs in other products, it's still regulated. I'm not sure in Australia, but I can tell you for the US, which is probably the most regulated that I've come across. So there are some manufacturing standards. So you want to make sure that the products are manufactured in what we call a GMP lab. In other words, that means good manufacturing practices. So those standards are actually set by health industry. They're just your regular health industry standards. For example, in the US, it'll be set by the FDA. In Canada, it'll be Health Canada. In Australia, you could tell me, but so that you can just ask the company, are your products manufactured in a GMP lab? They usually will say yes or no. And another thing, you want to ensure that the remedies are produced following what we call the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States. Long set of words, but usually shortened by HPUS. So, or equivalent standards in other countries. So this also ensures that the product is made following strict guidelines. So, and the way to know those products are made that way is if you go on your labels, it'll usually be written on the label HPUS ingredients. So the difference, I mean, there will still be some homeopathic remedies sold without having that on their label. And they, but if we really want to make sure that you have a good quality, the labs are really they'll test every single ingredient that comes in to make sure it really respects those standards. So they put it's like a certification on the quality of the ingredient. That's what we use now. So it's definitely it ensures stability of the product as well. And maybe another last thing would be to at least again for the US, it's just there are some and. So it's the same process a little bit worldwide. You want to look for those marketing numbers, license numbers on your label. So, for example, in the U.S., it's called an NDC number, a national drug code, because in the U.S., homeopathy is considered as a drug. So it indicates the right to market the product in the country. So that's another thing you can always check to make sure you're giving a good quality. So, that's about it. But if you're unsure, you can always... I recommend just join forums, attend seminars, or engage with other homeopathic vets to get recommended and trusted brands, remedies that will allow you to make better choices on your own with time if you're unsure to starting.
So important to get a good product, isn't it? Now, if a pet owner was to consider using maybe a homeopathic remedy, should they consult their vet before doing it or just to let them know?
That's a really good thing to ask. I love it because we do get that asked a lot. They don't have to talk to their vet, but I definitely recommend it. It depends on the vet you're working with. So if you're able to find a vet who's open-minded, or even better, like a holistic vet, a vet that's already working with natural medicine, then it'll be perfect. That'll work the best, because not all vets are open to homeopathy, to any other types of alternative medicine. And it breaks my heart when clients come to us and they're telling me, oh, well, I haven't told this, that I'm giving this to my vet, because I know they won't agree with what I'm giving. So it's hard. And in the end, your dog will lose because he's not getting the proper treatment or that he deserves. So, but if you can, yes, find a vet who's open-minded, a holistic vet. It's best to find a vet who understands and who is open to both kinds of medicine. But the question that we often will get is, okay, great, well, where do I find such a vet? I mean, of course, you can check out Pet Summits. They've talked to many vets who know about this through the interviews and courses. You can go online. There are some directories with holistic vets, depending on where you live. And I think you just, if you're unsure if your vet will be open to that, you can just, I'd recommend just talk openly and ask and see and check with them. Are you open with me giving other types of medicines that are not just conventional? And depending on the answer they give you, then you can choose to continue or not with them. And another good thing I'd recommend would be talk openly. If you have a good vet and your homeopath can both communicate together, that would be the best of both worlds. It's essential for the vet and the homeopath to work together and respect each other. And this helps your pet the most in the end.
This is really interesting. So is there a way that vets and homeopaths can create like a harmonious and effective blend of both approaches to really optimize a dog's health and wellness?
Great question. So usually what I see most, and that works the most, I find, is if you can go to your vet first, then they can, do some blood work. If they have a diagnosis, great. I mean, in homeopathy, we don't work with diagnosis as much. We work more with symptoms. But it'll still give us a good look, overall look into what's happening. And then depending on what they recommend, what your vet will recommend, like a list of medication or treatments to undergo, you can always wait in before you say yes to any of it. Or we'll work with you if you've already started any conventional treatment, because both can work together most of the time. Then you can come to us and then we can just adjust and see. If you haven't started anything, then we can always take a look. If it's something to just maybe increase white blood cell count, sometimes we can do it naturally, or red blood cell count. I'm just, that's just an example. But if you're already giving something, then we can see how can we complement your conventional treatment without, we don't want to cause any interactions. That's very important. I think that would be the best way. Or you can come and see us first and then go see your vet. But I've seen when customers will go and see, clients will go see their vet first and come to us after, it's usually better. And then we can kind of sync our efforts together with the vet and make sure everything works out well.
Yeah. And for those that may not have maybe a specific concern, maybe they don't need to treat something, are there some common remedies that are good just to have on hand in the cupboard just in case of emergency?
That's a really good question. So yeah, sure. I mean, I would say that most pets, if maybe that's not an emergency necessarily, but I think all pets will have, let's say, dental issues, gum issues. Whose dog doesn't build up tartar or the brownish stuff on their teeth, or have really bad breath. So I would definitely keep that in your cupboard. That's something you can almost give all the time. I personally have products just in homeopathy that I give very regularly to my own dog for tartar buildup. So that way I kind of space out my visit to get a dental cleaning. My dog is actually 9 years old, and I went last year to at least get his dental cleaning done. Like, okay, at least, you know, I got to be a good mom. But the vet was like, no, he doesn't need any cleaning. So I was shocked. But yeah, so there are definitely a few things. So, a lot of dogs will have red gums and bleeding gums. So there are a few, I mean, in homeopathy, there are a lot of ingredients you can, that will help do a little bit the same thing. Mercurius, solubilis, it's all Latin, by the way. I hope you understand a little bit. Homeopathy ingredients are listed in Latin. Belladonna, that's when pain is severe. Gums are very red. Silica is actually pretty good for any, like, it's not only good for the gums, but also any skin issues, abscesses that are in the mouth. That could be one thing. And I would say maybe if you're a lot of dogs that are aging will have joint issues, hip problems, arthritis, things like that. So there are a few remedies that you can keep. Rustox, RUSTOX. It's a really great remedy for joint pain and arthritis pain. So there's nothing worse than I won't say there's nothing worse, but it's not fun to wake up one morning and then you start seeing your dog limping because he's aging. So having a few things in hand like that would be good.
Yeah.
And maybe you were talking about emergencies. Carbo veg is excellent. That's like an all, if your dog is, you're not sure what's happening, that's like the go-to remedy. I call it the trauma remedy, the emergency remedy in case there are anything happening.
I also saw on your website at Zomelka that you also have got an emergency kit with a few different remedies just to help with like a range of things like upset tummies or loose stools or injuries. So I can imagine that would be a handy thing to have in the cupboard.
Absolutely. That's definitely something you can have. There's also what we call tonic pads. It's a line of cell salts that you can give. They're homeopathic based. They're homeopathic, but they can also be given to prevent almost or just strengthen your pet. Usually homeopathy, you can't do that. It's just for treatment. But for example, in certain cases, like our tonic pet line, we have 12 products. They're really good to help your pet with all kinds of situations. You can give that to prevent. So for example, in that kit, we have tonic pet 4 and 9, which are two different salts that are really good for the body to help with dehydration or if inflammation or like too much water retention in the body. There are a lot of things like that that you can play around. Definitely, that's something that would be good to keep at home.
Yeah. Now, what is your number one tip for listeners that are listening? What's one thing they can take away from this episode?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, I would say just if you're new or not, sometimes we're mixed up. Like we don't really know. Should we go conventional? Should we go more natural, homeopathic? So I think as a rule of thumb, maybe. So for serious problems, definitely for big issues or emergencies, sometimes regular medicine might be needed fast, and where homeopathy cannot work, homeopathy cannot do surgery. So that's definitely, you can definitely go down the conventional medicine route for that. But for any long-term problems or even little small acute issues, allergies, behavior problems, homeopathy might be the main treatment you can go. And it can be also most of the time the only one you can use with really good results. So definitely look into it. It's a wonderful type of medicine.
Lovely, lovely. And if our listeners want to learn more about you or your products, where can they find you?
Sure. So we have our website, zomalka.com, ZUMALK.com. Or we do have a YouTube channel. You can just type in and look for Samanka. We have all kinds of tips on home remedies you can give, natural home remedies for your pet. You know, great information.
Beautiful. Well, we'll put some links down in the show notes. Thank you so much, Susie. That was really informative. I really appreciate you coming on and telling us a bit more about homeopathy.
Thank you, Laura. It was a pleasure.
And for our listeners that listen to our episodes, you can follow, subscribe, and leave a review if you found something in this interview interesting. This helps us reach more pet owners who might also benefit from this information. And if you have any suggestions on things you'd like to talk about, mention them as well, and we'll organize it. Well, we'll see you next time.